squeak of the sneakers, the swish of the nets, bounce of the ball, and amped up crowd can only mean one thing. It's time for high school basketball on 92.1 KMTA.
All right, welcome back. Right back to it here from Centralia as our boys' game is just moments away from getting underway. Panthers will look for the sweep tonight against Clifton Clyde as the Panther girls win big in the opener, 57-30, as they move to 19-0 on the year. But here in the boys' contest, the Panthers at 11-7, taking on the number 9 ranked team in 1A D1 as the Clifton Clyde Eagles ranked this week from the KBCA as they come in at 13-5 on the year. So let's get to our starting lineups, and let's start with the Eagles. Under first-year head coach Justin Steinbrock, 13 wins, 5 losses. They will go like this. Jet Skochny is a 6'1 senior, averaging over 2.5 points per game. Trent Long, a 5'8 sophomore guard, at 12 points per game. T. Cooks, a 5'9 senior, right about 12 points per game as well. Drayden Reed is a 6'3 sophomore, averaging over 3 points and 4 rebounds per game. And then the big man down low is Seth LeClaire, a 6'4 junior, averaging nearly 9 points and 6 rebounds per game. So again, for the Eagles, it is Skochny, Long, Cook, Reed, and LeClaire. For Centralia and head coach Cole Alderfer, they'll go like this. Ethan McNally is a 6'1 senior, averaging 2.5 points per game. Colton Weir, a 6'1 senior, averaging just under 6 points and 3 rebounds a contest. Presley Bowers, the leading scorer and rebounder, the 6'3 senior, averaging nearly 13 points and 8.5 rebounds per game. Marshall Tanking, a 5'8 senior guard at 3.5 points per game. And then Rafe Osterhaus, a near 4 point per game score, averaging 3.5 rebounds per game as well. So again, it's Osterhaus, Tanking, Bowers, Weir, and McNally, the starting lineup for the Panthers. First meeting between these two this season. Clifton Clyde, all red uniforms, home white uniforms for the Panthers. Centralia girls won big, 57-30, so it's Panthers here on senior night. We'll look for the sweep. And thanks again for tuning in. Broadcast presented by Peru State College. Kirk Kilman in studio, Brandon Tamman with you. Clifton Clyde and the all-red unis will go from right to left here in the first half. All-white unis for the Panthers. They will go from left to right. And the tip is controlled, won by the road team in Clifton Clyde, and we're underway. Top of the key, it goes to Skochny. Left side pass to Drayden Reed, the 6'3 sophomore. Here's Long, working back into the left corner. Top of the key to Skochny. Skochny splits two, and a whistle and a foul, 18 seconds in. And they get Colton Weir with this one for Centralia. So Clifton Clyde to throw it inside out. Far sideline. Skochny to throw it in. Looking for Cook in the corner. Instead gets it to Long up top. Spins all the way inside. Shot blocked and a rebound for McNally. Up to Osterhaus. So the Panthers now with their first possession on offense. And a shot blocked out of bounds by LeClaire. Good defense underneath. Working on Presley Bowers. And the Panthers will throw it in underneath. No score, 32 seconds in. They go over the top to the leading scorer, Presley Bowers, at about 13 a game. Right side pass, it goes to Marshall Tanking in the corner. McNally gets it up top. Man-to-man defense here by Clifton Clyde. They get Bowers here on the right wing. Holds it hip high. Now McNally in the corner. Wants a ball screen, not much with it. Now they curl, get it to Bowers inside. Works it underneath. Hard dribble to Osterhaus along two. Left it short. Rebound Clifton Clyde. Long gathers and works it up the floor. Behind the back dribble. Left side pass to Skochny. Into the corner it goes. This is T. Cook, the 5'9 senior. Now the sophomore Reed working inside. And a long pass into the right corner with Long. 1 minute, 15 seconds into the first. No score. Sophomore Reed has it up top. Left side pass to Cook. Man-to-man defense as well here by the Panthers. Here's again Reed, the sophomore. Played quality time in the JV game earlier tonight, but on the starting lineup here for the Eagles in the nightcap. Here's Long, top of the key to LeClaire. LeClaire hands it off to Skocny. Now Cook, top of the key. LeClaire inside. Turnaround shot, lifted short. Rebound for Reed, a second chance opportunity. Long, a pull-up J is good from the left elbow. Trent Long gives Centrilia a 2-0 lead, or I should say Clifton Clyde a 2-0 lead, as we're coming up on 2 minutes into the first quarter. Osterhaus, long pass up the floor to Weir, gets it on the block. Shot is blocked by Reed, the sophomore. Here's Skocny working at far sideline and a 2-0 lead. Cook, ball fakes a three. Now Reed up top. Left side pass it goes. Here's Long, a left corner three. He left it short. And the offensive rebound ripped away by LeClaire. Now he spins, trying to kick it back out, and it's tapped away and stolen. They want to get it up the floor to McNally. Working on two. That one's no good. And a rebound by Trent Long. And now he wants to push the tempo for Clifton Clyde. Gets it inside. Tanking's going to take an offensive foul. As Long flew right into him, it's his first. And the Panthers get it back down 2-0 at 5:27 left here in the first. Now the Eagles will show pressure here in the full court. Here's Tanking near sideline, over the top pass to Bowers. He wants to go all the way with some contact, and he lays it in for two. Leading score for the Panthers. Ties it up 2-2 at 5:10 to go here in the first. LeClaire had it knocked away on the block, and it's taken away by Weir. Third turnover by Clifton Clyde already. Now 3 minutes in. Now Weir wants to drive. His layup trickles off no good, and a rebound for LeClaire. Here's Clifton Clyde up the floor, tied at 2, 3-plus minutes in. Here's Cook, right wing, had it knocked away by Tanking, but able to get it. Now swings it here left side to Skocny in the corner. Skocny holding it. Now a long pass to Reed on the right wing, who wants to hop step through two. Stops there. Now gets it off to Long on a curl, who pulls from 18, and that's bread and butter. Trent Long, he's hit one from the left elbow, now the right elbow. It's a 4-2 Eagles lead at 4.5 minutes left. They break the press, and Weir is going to have an easy layup right side with the left hand. And Colton Weir now on the board, and we're tied at 4 at 4:20 to go here in the first. Here's Reed, the sophomore, left elbow. Passing it up top to Cook, into the right corner. That one is no good, but a whistle and a foul and three free throws coming up here for Trent Long, the sophomore. As it was Marshall Tanking who ran into him, that's his first foul. And the 5'8 sophomore, Trent Long, will shoot three. He's a 67% foul shooter. He misses the first. He's got all 4 points. For the Eagles here so far. The second is short. And so he's 0 for 2. Eagles as a team, 62% at the line. They won Tuesday at Valley Heights, 58-50. They have won 3 of their last 4, 4 of their last 6. Second free throw, or I should say the third free throw is good. And it's a 5-4 Clifton Clyde lead. Coming up on the halfway point here in the first. Here's Osterhaus at the free throw line. We'll pull up from there. Too strong and a rebound for McNally. And that is blocked out of bounds by LeClaire. Another opportunity here for the Panthers. Couple subs into the game is Trenton Talley. And also Brock Reineke. Some normal starters, but a pair of juniors. But again, seniors getting some starts tonight with it being senior night. A 5-4 Clifton Clyde lead as Talley throws it in up top to Presley Bowers. They set up Talley, top of the key, works it left side, now back right. Here's Tanking right wing. 5-4 Clifton Clyde by one at 3:42 left here in the first. Here's Reineke around the arc from right to left, hands it off to McNally at the top of the key, backing out between the rings out high to reset. Reineke, right elbow, or I should say left side on the elbow. Now left corner it goes to McNally. He'll pull up from 19, left it short, and LeClaire the rebound for the Eagles. He's got 3 rebounds already. Here's Long, another long two. That one is no good, and a rebound for Marshall Tanking. Backs away from a double team, and he turns it over as LeClaire gets a steal and lays it in for two. It's a 7-4 Clifton Clyde lead coming up on 3 minutes left here in the first. Reineke, a long pass. It's intercepted by the long, lanky arms of Reed, the sophomore, and here come the Eagles up 3. Into the corner, Cook a 3. This one is short. LeClaire another rebound up for 2, and it's good. Seth LeClaire doing it all. He's got 4 points and 4 rebounds. The lead is 5. It's 9-4. Clifton Clyde. Talley, a layup, and it's good in transition. Trenton Talley getting 2 right back. Makes it 9-6. Eagles coming up on 2.5 minutes left. And another offensive foul is tanking, takes another charge. And Centralia will get it back. As the foul is on Trent Long, his second. Braxton Lawson, a senior, into the game for Clifton Clyde. And Jack Scotchney, a freshman, is into the game for Clifton Clyde as well. It's a 9-6 ball game, 3-point advantage for the Eagles. 2.5 minutes left here in the first. Panthers have it with Talley across the timeline. Angles left, picks it up prematurely. Left side pass to tagging, but he has to save it from going out of bounds, and it's a turnover. As Reed comes away with his second steal in the quarter. Left side pass to Cook, into the corner for 3. Scotchney knocks it down. The freshman, Jack Scotchney, makes it 12-6. Centralia trailing now by 6. Here's Bowers, right side to tanking. To go baseline and knocked out of bounds by Steinbrock, the freshman who's in as well, as Osterhaus is going to check back in for Centralia. So a 1:56 left in this first quarter. Good start here by Clifton Clyde, leading 12-6. 5 by Trent Long, 4 from Seth LeClaire. Here's Bowers, turns, fires the shot inside, no good. A rebound for Drayden Reed, the sophomore. Gets it up the floor, and that shot is blocked by Bowers, and a rebound for Reinecke. Good job to get back by Presley Bowers in transition to stop an easy basket potentially. Talley shovels it to Weir. Very capable three-point shooter and set a hard drive and a whistle, and he's going to get called for a travel. Fourth turnover by Centralia. Seth LeClaire is going to check back in for Drayden Reed, the sophomore. Had some good minutes here in the first quarter. Also, Jet Scotchney is going to check in for T. Cook. A 12-6 Eagles lead. It's 90 seconds remaining here in the first. Here's the sophomore Steinbrock, left side, gets a high ball screen, picks it up, bounce passes it right side to Jack Scotchney. He wants a ball screen. Now doesn't use it, goes baseline, and nice pass here left side to Steinbrock for 3, and that one's bottoms. Coy Steinbrock makes it 15-6 as we're coming up on a minute left here in the quarter, and then Osterhaus throws it away as Jet Scotchney comes away with a steal. Gets it up the floor here to Steinbrock, and then he steps on the sideline, or it's last touched by Weir out of bounds, so Clifton Clyde will keep it as Ethan McNally will check back in for Centralia, taking the spot of Presley Bowers. It's a 15-6 Clifton Clyde lead with a minute left here in the first. Here's Steinbrock, another 3, and he knocked it down. 6 points, an 18-6 start for Clifton Clyde, and doing it on both ends of the floor, down to 45 seconds left in the quarter. Now we get a whistle and a foul. Reinecke got run through by Jet Scotchney on a screen, so Scotchney's going to pick up his first. Stops the clock at 45 seconds left here in the period, but the Eagles, dominant form here, leading 18-6. Here's Weir, right side on the wing, up top to Reinecke. Works it on the dribble, hands it off to McNally, curls. Nice kick to Weir. Very capable shooter, and he knocks in a triple. Colton Weir, big shot. He's got 5. Makes it 18-9. Clifton Clyde with 26 seconds remaining in the first. Here's Scotchney with it. Steinbrock into the corner it goes. And a shot is up no good from there. And Osterhaus able to gather the rebound. And walk it up the floor with 12 seconds left here in the quarter. Hands it off to Trenton Talley. Now 6 seconds. In between the rings, out high, wants to take it all the way. Layup no good. Rebound for Clifton Clyde, and that's going to end the first quarter. A dominant start offensively for the Eagles. They lead Centralia 18-9 after 1. Back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
For more than 67 years, Community Healthcare System has been committed to supporting a lifetime of health and well-being for your whole family. Their dedicated family medicine team offers a full range of healthcare services at 7 convenient locations and same-day appointments with the local providers you know and trust. Call today at 785-889-4272 or check chcsks.org to learn more about how Community Healthcare System brings life and health to the whole community.
KMZA.
Second quarter underway here in our boys' game, and the Eagles, Clifton Clyde on the road, good start, leading 18-9. Panthers with the ball to start here in the second quarter. Osterhaus at the free throw line, inside to Reinicke, turns, muscles his way up, a shot is no good, and a rebound for Clifton Clyde as Drayden Reed is able to nab that one, his third rebound here in the half. Here's a three ball Steinbrock, this time no good, and a rebound for Centralia. McNally, a pass to Osterhaus on the block, kicks it up top to Weir. Ball takes left, spins in the lane, stops there, and nearly got away with a walk, but gets it off to McNally. Now they want to set up Reinicke inside on the block. Now Osterhaus on the elbow. Back to Reinicke, left block, turns, kicks it to McNally in the left corner. Bounces it inside to Reinicke, spins on a double team, and he's called for a travel. Six turnovers now here in the first half for Centralia. They trail 18-9. We've played 101 here in the quarter. Clifton Clyde will get it back. With that lead is Presley Bowers is going to check back into the game for Centralia, taking the spot of Osterhaus. This is T. Cook, the 5'9 senior, averaging 12 points per game. Up the floor here for Clifton Clyde. Man-to-man defense here by the Panthers. Website pass, it goes to Jet Skocny. Skocny going to skip it to Reed on the right wing. Now they get it inside to LeClaire. LeClaire turns, had it knocked away, and still trying to gather, and now we get a whistle and a foul. And McNally and LeClaire have a few words for each other. As McNally picks up his first and team foul number three. Eagles will keep it underneath their own bucket, leading 18-9, 6:36 until halftime. Here is Coy Steinbrock, the sophomore. They get it to Cook, a little floater in the lane, off the rim a couple of times, no good, out of bounds. Last touch by Centralia, so the Eagles get another opportunity. Underneath their own bucket to throw it in. This will be Skocny to throw it in. Right side of the backboard. Over the top it goes to Reed. Reed had it knocked away, but gets it off to Steinbrock. Into the corner it goes to Cook. Cook over the top to LeClaire. Inside. Big body. Muscles one up. No good. Able to get his own rebound, and then he falls down. But Reed able to keep it alive and keep the possession alive. Here's a deep three left corner. That one is no good. Another offensive rebound for Clifton Clyde, that one by Cook, and now he draws a foul and will shoot two. So offensive rebounds. A key there on this possession for the Eagles, and it's going to lead to free throws for T. Cook. He's not scored yet tonight. Trying to extend on this lead. Free throw in and out, no good. 18-9, Clifton Clyde, 6:06 until halftime. Cook is a 61% free throw shooter, and he rattles in the second for his first point tonight. Makes it 19-9, Clifton Clyde, 2 minutes into this second quarter. Here's Talley with it. High right, man-to-man defense here by Clifton Clyde, and backs out to the center circle. Now bouncing one to Reinicke, had it knocked away by Reed, and trying to shovel one to Talley inside, and out of bounds, and a turnover. 7 turnovers here in the first half by Centralia. And the Eagles will get it back with a 19-9 lead. 5:45 left here in the second period. Here is Skocny in the corner, skips it to Reed. Inside it goes to Cook. Turns on the block on a double, gets all the way underneath the bucket. Left corner pass to Skocny. Now Reed gets barreled down by Trenton Talley, and a foul is going to be called on Talley. That's going to be his first. team foul number 5. So Clifton Clyde will throw it in far sideline. Scotchney will do it and gets it to the center circle with Reed. Back to Scotchney. Cook in the free throw line, backs it out, spins on a double. Now Scotchney gets it back between the rings out high. Cook with the elbow pass, left side to Reed. To back it out into the corner. And I think Clifton Clyde's winning a timeout, but instead a three ball is up and on the way, and it's good for Coy Steinbrock, who now has 9 points and three threes, and it's 22-9 in favor of Clifton Clyde. And fortunate that Justin Steinbrock didn't get the timeout called because it would have taken away a three. Here's Bowers inside. Much needed points there. Presley Bowers now with 4, makes it 22-11. As that one's knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Steinbrock, and that's going to be a turnover by Clifton Clyde. Well, the Eagles currently leading here on the road by 11 at 22-11. 4:44 until halftime. Here is Trenton Talley with it. Left side pass to Marshall Tanking on the wing. They bounce it to Reinicke, short corner. Gets it all the way inside. His layup hits the rim 3 times. No good. Still battling for the rebound, and it's Drayden Reed, who hasn't scored but has 5 rebounds. Here's LeClaire. Shot is up. No good. And another offensive foul as Tanking takes another charge. And LeClaire picks up his first. That is the third charge taken by Marshall Tanking here in the first half. Well, good job getting a possession back here for Centralia, but offensively they have struggled here in the first half, trailing 22-11 at 4:20 left here in the second. Marshall Tanking's pass deflected out of bounds, last touch by Cook. Panthers will keep, will throw it in underneath, or I should say side out here on the near sideline. Tanking will throw it in. They get it inside to Reinicke on the block, bouncing it to a cutting Talley, who steps on the baseline and turns it over. Another turnover by Centralia. Osterhaus is going to check back in for Tanking. Got 4:13 left until halftime. It's a 22-11 Clifton Clyde lead. As the sophomore, Coy Steinbrock, who has 3 threes and 9 points, brings it up the floor. They get it to LeClaire in the short corner. Now Steinbrock again. Scotchney inside to LeClaire. Turns, little turnaround. Jay is up and good. Seth LeClaire has 6 points, and it's 24-11. Clifton Clyde by 13. Reinicke on the block. Kicks it out to Talley, a long 2. This one is no good, and it goes out of bounds back to the Eagles. Braxton Lawson, a senior, into the game for Clifton Clyde. He'll take the spot of the big body, Seth LeClaire. And the Eagles, in dominant fashion here, leading 24-11, doing it on both ends of the floor. It's Jet Scotchney, the senior. Left side pass to the sophomore, Steinbrock. Now Cook, high right, long pass, left corner to Scotchney, open for 3, hits the side of the backboard, no good. And a battle for the rebound underneath, and we get a whistle and a tie-up. A good job by Lawson, who just came in to get that tie up and keep the possession here for Clifton Clyde. So they'll throw it underneath their own bucket with Scotchney. Gets it to Reed. Left side. Cook open for 3. Got it. A left corner triple by T. Cook. First field goal. He's got 4, and the lead is extending out as they get it inside to Reinicke, who gets one inside, and an and one opportunity for Brock Reinicke. Makes it 27-13 with a free throw coming up. As Scotchney picks up his second foul, team foul number 5. I think we get a 30-second timeout here by Clifton Clyde with 3:11 to go until halftime. And Eagles leading here at Centralia 27-13. And a good start on both ends for the Eagles. The sophomore, Coy Steinbrock, 3 threes and 9 points. Lead the way, 6 by Seth LeClaire, and also 5 from Trent Long. The leading scorer for Centralia right now is Colton Weir. He has 5, and then Presley Bowers has 4. Thanks again for tuning in. Game presented by Peru State College, Nebraska's first college transformative education designed for you. Visit peru.edu for more information. So out of the timeout, Brock Reinicke will shoot a free throw, trying to finish off a 3-point play. as his first basket tonight. And the free throw is on the way. No good. Hits off the right rim. And a rebound for Braxton Lawson of Clifton Clyde. 27-13. They set it up in the corner for Cook. Baseline drive. Kicks it right side to Steinbrock again for three. And he knocks in his fourth triple of the first half. Coy Steinbrock with 12. Makes it 30-13, Clifton Clyde. My goodness. When you're hot, you're hot, and he certainly threw up the heat check. Kind of contested in the right corner, and that one dropped through. 17-point Eagles lead, and then there's a lazy pass, and here comes a layup in transition that's good for T. Cook, and he's got six. 32-13 as the Eagles are blowing this one open. Here's Weir, curls, a little floater, offensive foul. That one taken by T. Cook. The foul is on Weir. That'll be his second. And everything going wrong right now for Centralia as we'll get a sub into the game. It'll be Reese Tanking who's going to check in for Colton Weir. And Seth LeClaire is going to come back in as well for Clifton Clyde. It's a 32-13 lead right now for the Eagles. Yeah, 2:20 until halftime, but Eagles have been one of the more potent offenses in the TVL, averaging over 56 points per game, and right now they're on pace for about a 70 spot if they keep it up at this rate. Here's Trent Long, kicks it left. They close out on Steinbrock quickly. Goes short corner, left side pass to Lawson. Gets it back to the sophomore Steinbrock. High right, it goes to Cook. Under 2 minutes to go here until halftime. As Cook wants to try to back things out and finally gets the top of the key to Coy Steinbrock. He'll reset between the rings out high, guarded by Reese Tanking, who just checked in for Centralia. And then that pass gets away from Steinbrock and out of bounds, and that's a turnover by the Eagles. They're seventh here in the half. McNally's going to check in for Osterhaus. So at 1:39 left until halftime, it's a 32-13 Clifton Clyde lead. Panthers get it back. Here's McNally up the floor. Right side pass to Talley on the wing. Up top to Reese Tanking. Left side to McNally in the corner. They get Bowers on a cut. Block, turns, fires, hits the rim, no good. Offensive rebound and a shot blocked. And now Talley's going to get it back and go to the line. And he'll have a chance to shoot two. So a third opportunity there by Talley will earn him a trip to the free throw line as the foul is on Trent Long, and that's his third, team foul number six. Trenton Talley, a good free throw shooter, 75%, buries the first. And he's got three as Jet Skochny's going to have to come back in, replacing Trent Long with three fouls. Mason Slater, a 5'7 junior, is going to check in as well for Clifton Clyde. Down to 1:23 left in the second quarter. Talley trying to hit second free throw. This one too strong, but a rebound for Paxton Bowers. Reinicke to McNally, a three ball. That one's no good, but Reinicke gets the rebound, misses it, and LeClaire gets that rebound for Clifton Clyde, and then he's quickly doubled and has to get it up the floor quickly. Here's a pull-up by Cook from 17 that's too strong, and a rebound for Reese Tanking. So Centralia up the floor with a minute to go until halftime, trailing 32-14. Here's Talley, a right quarter three, and much needed. Trenton Talley with a three. He's got six. Makes it 32-17. 50 seconds left here in the half. See if the Eagles want to play this thing out. Into the halftime break. It's Cook. Left side pass. It goes to Slater, who just checked in. Top of the key, it goes to Skochny. Skochny left side to Braxton Lawson. Into the corner it goes with Slater. Down to 30 seconds left. Cook gets it back left corner. Baseline drive. Gets all the way under. Shot is up. No good. Battle for the rebound. And LeClaire able to snag that one and keep it alive. And now 17 seconds to go. The Eagles, a second chance here to run it out until halftime. And then a bevy of bodies run into each other and a foul on Centralia. 13 seconds to go. It'll be the 17th foul, so a 1-1 opportunity coming up here as they get Presley Bowers with his first. And the free throw shooter is going to be T. Cook. 6 points and a rebound here in the first half for the 5'9 senior. 32-17, the Clifton Clyde lead. 13 seconds until halftime. The free throw rims out, no good. Rebound for Presley Bowers. Chance for Centralia for the final shot. Down to seven. Here's Bowers. He wants to drive all the way. Shot up. Good, and the foul. 4 seconds to go. It's a big and one there for Presley Bowers. He's got six. Makes it 32-19. As Marshall Tanking will check back in here with the final 4.4. Coy Steinbrock going to check in as well for the Eagles. So Bowers, a chance for a three-point play. He's a 53% foul shooter. As the free throw is on the way, and the free throw is good, and Tanking will come in for Bowers. The 12-point Clifton Clyde lead at 32-20, so slowly the Panthers are clawing back into this thing. Latter portion of the second quarter. Eagles will throw it in. They need to go the length of the floor with 4 seconds to go. They get it up to Cook. Fires a deep one. It's no good, and that's the end of the second quarter, and we have reached halftime. Our score, the Road Dogs from Clifton Clyde. The Eagles lead it 32-20 here at Centralia. Halftime report coming up next, brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on K-16. Want the best? You got to get out of town. 110% price match guarantee. 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16. Again, Clifton Clyde leads it 32-20. Back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Want to know what's awesome? Those kicking new tires on your truck? Yeah, and look at my receipt. That's all you paid for those tires? Get out of town. I did. Where'd you go? Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton.
Want to save a bundle on tires? Get out of town to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, the place to save on tires. If your tire shop doesn't have Direct in the name, you'll pay too much.
There's only one, Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilson'sDirectTires.com.
State Farm, Kathy here.
Hey, it's Mike. My team just pulled off the biggest upset ever.
Nice, Mike.
And some fans are getting crazy. They even flipped over a car.
Whoa.
Turns out it's my car, though.
Oh.
But I don't want to be upset right now. I want to know State Farm's going to take care of this, right?
We got you covered, Mike.
Yes! Woo!
Go with the one that's here to help life go right. State Farm.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas and Nebraska.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, HeinenTrueValue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Beer Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
Boys game at the half. Centralia trailing at home to Clifton Clyde, 32-20. It was an 18-9 Eagles lead after the first 8 minutes, and then a 14-11 advantage in the second quarter, has Clifton Clyde leading by 12 at 32-20. Get you the first half numbers in this one, and for Clifton Clyde, it was really the story of Coy Steinbrock, the 5'7 sophomore who hit four threes and had 12 in the first half to lead all scorers. Seth LeClaire had six and five rebounds. T. Cook also with six, and Trent Long had five. Also, Jack Skocny had three as well. Presley Bowers leading Centralia with seven. Trenton Talley has six. Colton Weir with 5, and then Brock Reinicke has 2 points as well. Cliff and Clyde out rebounding Centralia 18-13. Panthers turned it over 10 times while the Eagles had 7 turnovers. Eagles were 2 for 6 at the line while Panthers shot just 2 for 4 at the line. Again, our halftime score, Centralia trailing Clifton Clyde 32-20. Another timeout back in a moment here on Kansasland Radio.
Don't we all wish it was sunny and 70 degrees outside? Good news, this is the Midwest, and while it probably won't be tomorrow, those days aren't far off, and neither is planting season. Reviewing machinery insurance values before it comes out of the shed is easier than during claim time. We work with several different companies to offer options tailored to your individual operation. Give us a call, and one of our many knowledgeable farm agents would be happy to come out and help.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
Peru State College, Nebraska's first college, is investing in your success. Peru State College offers one tuition for all, as well as free academic support for all students. Peru offers online classes as well. Peru State College, investing in you. With Peru State College, get your degree online or on campus. Peru State College, investing in you, because at Peru State College, you can get your degree online or on campus. Get a higher education at Peru State College.
I've really had two experiences. The first one was with my mother, and then the second one was with my double knee replacement surgery. And I can tell you that it has been a wonderful experience for me.
Life Care Center of Seneca offers expert rehab therapy as well as long-term care for our friends and neighbors.
The care and compassion and the individual attention is what I consider to be top-notch.
Everyday Miracles at Life Care Center of Seneca.
KMZA.
In our boys' game at the half, and Centralia here at home trailing Clifton Clyde 32-20. Kirk Kilman in studio, Brandon Tadman with you, running through some girls' finals from tonight. We'll start some finals in the TBL if you're just joining us. Centralia moves to 19-0 in our first broadcast. They get past the Eagles 57-30. Jonathan West gets their 14th win of the year. They get by Lynn 48-45. Washington County, a one-point winner against Frankfort 40-39. Some Big 7 girls' finals. Holton knocking off Nemaha Central. That's a big win for the Wildcats, 34-30. Jeff West, a winner at home over Riverside, 45-32. And Sabetha, a two-point winner at Royal Valley, 32-30. Northeast Kansas League girls scores. Horton defeats Moore Hill, 51-46. And Jeff County North, they get by Valley Falls, 54-53. Again, our score here at halftime is Clifton Clyde, 32, Centralia, 20. We'll take a final two-minute timeout. When we come back, your second half is coming up next. Again, our boys halftime score, Clifton Clyde, 32, Centralia, 20. We're back in 2 minutes for the second half here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
We are having such a good hair day.
Selfie time!
Oh, that reminds me. That's not a selfie.
I'm taking a picture of this check I just got. With my institution's mobile deposit app, the money goes straight into my free Kasafa checking account.
So, a check selfie?
A shelfie?
Oh, no, not a thing.
With state-of-the-art Kasafa checking, you get cash rewards and nationwide ATM withdrawal fee refunds every month you qualify.
Ask for Kasasa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Make plans to attend a crop meeting sponsored by Kansas Insurance in Sabetha. The date is February 24th at 6 p.m. to be held at the main event in Sabetha. Dan O'Brien, economist from KSU, will be on hand to discuss winning the game. At K-State, Dan focuses on grain market analysis and risk management strategies. Call Roy at Kansas Insurance to reserve your spot. 785-284-7611. The number again, 785-284-7611.
So,
What's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Whether you're going to spend your time on the golf course, or jetting off to some popular vacation spots, or simply spending time with your family, it's time to start saving for that nest egg, and United Bank and Trust can help you do that with an IRA. Offering a full line of IRAs, United Bank and Trust has trained professionals to help you begin planning for your future. On the course, on the road, or at home, United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life, member FDIC.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
And about set to start the second half here of our voice contest here at Centralia. The Panthers trail Clifton Clyde 32-20. Kirk Hillman in studio. I'm Brandon Tabman. Thank you so much for tuning in. Don't forget, all the action follow tonight on Kansland Radio with the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. Plenty of scores, recaps to get to, as next week is the final week of the regular season. Hard to believe we're at this point, and soon enough, sub-state will be here, and then state tournaments right around the corner. There's still a lot to be played, but season has certainly flown by, and we've still got 16 minutes here. See if the Panthers can come back. Down 12. We'll go from right to left here in the second half. They'll get the opening possession, and we're underway. Here is Ethan McNally, gets it to Osterhaus at the elbow, turns left, back to McNally in the corner. Little two-man game, now McNally gets inside, kicks it out to Tanking. Now they get it to Bowers, right block, underneath the bucket, had it knocked away, but McNally has it. Now Bowers gets it right back inside, spinning on two, gets it to Weir in the corner, wants to curl, gets a pass, short corner. Now Osterhaus a touch inside, turns, a one-handed shot is up and good. And Rafe Osterhaus, his first bucket, makes it a 10-point game at 32-22, 35 seconds into the second half. First possession for Clifton Clyde. They go right inside to LeClaire. Too easy. He lays it up and in. And LeClaire now with 8 points along with 5 rebounds. And the lead back to 12 at 34-22. Each team trading a bucket here to start the second half. Here's Tanking, left side. Shovels it to Weir, a deep three, and he banks it in. The banks open this late in Centralia. Colton Weir knocks in a triple. He's got 8. 34-25. The lead is 9 now for the Eagles. Here's LeClaire. Left side pass to Scotchney in the corner. Good extra dish. It goes right back inside to LeClaire. He lost it inside, out of bounds. And last touch by Centralia. So Scotchney to throw it in here for the Eagles. They lead it by 9, 34-25, 6:40 left here in the third. Gets one over the top to Trent Long. Now the sophomore Reed into the corner with Scotchney. Pass deflected out of bounds once again by Bowers. So the Eagles will throw it in once again underneath their own bucket. They lead it 18-9 after one and 32-20 at halftime. And they currently lead 34-25. And that pass deflected and intercepted by Osterhaus. Tanking gets it up the floor to Colton Weir, but he steps on the sideline and turns it over. So an opportunity there in transition, but Weir just not aware of the surroundings, and his foot was just on the sideline and out of bounds. So the Eagles get it back with a 9-point lead, 34-25, 6:20 left here in the third. Here's Long up top to LeClaire. Hands it off left side to Scotchney. Now it's Cook. LeClaire inside on Osterhaus. Shot up short and a rebound for Osterhaus. Good defense inside by Rafe Osterhaus. Here's McNally left corner for Centralia. Guarded by Cook. Top of the key with Bowers. Bowers a right side pass to Tanking. Curls. Gets to the free throw line. Had it knocked away but gets it back. Now McNally for three. Got it. Ethan McNally from downtown, and it's all of a sudden a 6-point game, 34-28. The Eagles' lead is trimmed down. Tanking on the defensive end, guarding Scotchney. They get it to the top of the key here with Cook. Backing out towards the midcourt stripe, working on a Weir. Drives, kicks it to Reed, who curls in the lane. Kicks it right side. Scotchney up top to Reed. Nice ball fake. Trying to get around Osterhaus, but Osterhaus a big body. Nice job there to stay in front. Here's Reed in the left corner. LeClaire inside. Tanking comes away with a steal. Now he wants to work it up the floor quickly, and then he had it knocked away from behind. He's on the floor. Throws it back up to Osterhaus to keep the possession alive. Weir a deep three. In and out. No good. That would have brought the house down, and a rebound for Scotchney. Here comes Clifton Clyde. Reed, a left corner triple is too strong, and a rebound for Colton Weir. Weir works it up the floor. It's a 6-point game, 34-28, Clifton Clyde, at under 4:50 to go here in the third. Early second quarter seemed to be like this game could get out of hand, but the Panthers have really controlled the pace here in the last few minutes, going back to the end of the second quarter. There's a missed shot by Bowers at the free throw line, and then it's chased down in the corner by Trent Long, and a quick timeout's going to be called by the Eagles. It's a 30, so we'll keep it right here. 4:31 left here in the third. It's a 34-28 lead for Clifton Clyde. They will have the ball out of the timeout. So we've got ourselves a ball game here as the Panthers will look for the sweep. The girls winning earlier tonight, 57-30. Centralia moves to 19-0 on the year and will wrap up the regular season at Axtell on a Tuesday before getting ready for sub-state action. Clifton Clyde, their final game will be Monday night. It'll be a non-league game on the road at Linden. So out of the timeout, Clifton Clyde will have it. Up 6, 34-28, 4:31 left here in the third. Coy Steinbrock, the leading scorer for the Eagles with 12. Colton Weir, the leading scorer for Centralia with 8. Here is Trent Long up the floor, gets it to LeClaire at the elbow, turns, dives, shot up, layup good, and one. Seth LeClaire with 10 points in the ball game and a chance at a 3-point play as Colton Weir picks up his third and the first foul here in the second half. LeClaire is a 59% free throw shooter, gets the lead back to 8 for the Eagles at 36-28, and Steinbrock, who had 4 threes in the first half, checks back in as LeClaire will try to cap off the 3-point play, and that one is halfway down and out, no good, and a rebound for Presley Bowers. Bowers up the floor quickly, gets it off to Osterhaus, a deep right wing three, it's off the heel, and a rebound for Clifton Clyde, collected there by Steinbrock. He gets it off to Scotchney, and he wants to work it. Reed, into the corner, it goes to Cook, skips it, Scotchney, ball fake, drive, floater, no good, LeClaire gets the rebound, and he is going to be called for an offensive foul. As LeClaire picks up his second. Saying that he swung with the elbow, and Trenton Talley comes back in for Centralia. As we're down to 3:55 and moving here in the third quarter. Good defense by Reed. Takes it away from Osterhaus. He wants to go coast to coast, and the layup is no good, and a foul on Osterhaus. So Osterhaus is going to pick up the foul. That's his first. And Drayden Reed, the 6'3 sophomore, will shoot free throws for Clifton Clyde. A chance to get it back to 10 if he can knock down both. The second team foul on the Panthers here in the third quarter. Drayden Reed, the sophomore, 3.5 points and 4 rebounds per game. The 53% foul shooter. He's a lefty, and he knocks in the first. His first point tonight. Reinecke's going to check in for Osterhaus. Reese Tanking is in, and then also we're going to get Paxton Bowers. First opportunity for Paxton Bowers tonight. 3 fresh bodies into the game here for the Panthers. Down 9 at 37-28. As Reed will have one more free throw. And that one is up and good. He goes 2 for 2, gets it back to a 10-point Clifton Clyde lead at 38-28 at 3:45 left here in the third. Centralia nearly throwing away, but Bowers able to get it back up the floor into the corner with Reinecke, guarded by LeClaire, stopped on the baseline, kicks it to Bowers left corner. Reese tanking at the elbow, turns facing the bucket, stops on the free throw line and kicks it back up top to Bowers. Man-to-man defense here as Bowers works it inside. Hop step shot, no good. Battle for the rebound. Bowers gets it back, spins, a little right-handed shot. That one's no good. Now we get a whistle and a foul on the rebound attempt. It's going to be against Centralia. And they get Presley Bowers with his second, team foul number three. Clifton Clyde gets it back with a 10-point lead at 38-28. Under 3:15 left here in the third. Here is Skocny, 6'1 senior. Dives in, picks it up on the wing. Pass deflected, intercepted by Trenton Talley. Here's Talley up the floor. His layup is good. Trenton Talley with a big bucket in transition. He's got eight. It's 38-30. Clifton Clyde's lead trimmed to eight. And under 3 minutes to go here in the quarter. Here's Jet Skocny to Reed. Back to Reed in the corner. They get it to LeClaire at the free throw line. Ball fakes, works on Bowers all the way to the rim, and he lays it in. Seth LeClaire with 12 points. And the lead's back to 10 at 40-30 at 2.5 minutes left here in the third. Talley passing inside to Reinicke. Kicks it to Talley, a right wing three, left it short. Ball tipped in the air. Bowers has it. Shot up inside, no good. Reese tanking has this one, and his shot is up and in. Reese tanking with his first basket on an offensive rebound, and the lead is 8. 40-32, Clifton Clyde, as we're coming up on the final 2 minutes here in the third. Back and forth we go. Cook, pass deflected, but Reed has it. They get it to LeClaire inside. Good position, but he missed the layup. Battling for his own miss, he gets it. Surrounded, and he lays it up and in anyways. Seth LeClaire starting to take over. He's got 8 here in the quarter. Makes it 42-32, Clifton Clyde, with under 1:45 left here in the quarter. Bowers, a right side pass to Talley on the wing. Bowers gets it in the corner. Now they go inside to Talley. Right back to Bowers, a right wing three. Got it. Big time shot there by Presley Bowers, and he reaches double figures with 10. 42-35, Clifton Clyde with 1:20 left here in the third. Here is T. Cook with it. Curls inside. A kick to Reed in the corner for three. Got it. The lefty knocks down a big triple. Drayden Reed now with 5 and the lead back to 10. 45-35. Whole quarter seems to be a back and forth trading buckets type of affair. Here's Reinicke. Spins on the block. Blocked by Reed out of bounds, and it'll stay with Centralia with 55 seconds to go in the quarter. Is three new players coming in for Clifton Clyde as Trent Long is back in. Also Jack Skocny and Braxton Lawson. Again, 55 seconds left here in the third. Eagles leading by 10, 45-35. Here is Paxton Bowers, had it knocked away out of bounds. Stays with Centralia. Down to 52.8 seconds here in the quarter. Trenton Talley to throw it in, over the top to Bowers, top of the key. Now it's Paxton Bowers. One Talley, high right, inside to Presley Bowers, working on LeClaire. Turns, fires a shot, short, and LeClaire able to nab that rebound. And now under 40 seconds left here in the quarter, 10-point lead for Clifton Clyde. They can potentially play for the final shot if they'd like, but here's a quick trigger on a three, in and out, no good. And a rebound for Reinicke. So now an opportunity here for Centralia with 25 seconds to go, down 10. Talley right side to Bowers. They want Reinicke inside. They get it to him. Curls, fires, hits. Brock Reinicke, big bucket. He's got 4. 45-37, 10 seconds to go here in the quarter. Clifton Clyde with the 8-point lead. Down to 6 seconds. Here's Trent Long. Curls, they set it up top. This is Steinbrock, a deep three, no good, and that's the end of the quarter. So we head to the fourth, an 8-point game. Clifton Clyde, 45, Centralia, 37. Back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
During the month of February, Americans see the human heart as a symbol of love. Did you know February is American Heart Month? It's a time to show yourself the love. Learn your risk for heart disease and stroke and stay heart healthy for yourself and for your loved ones. Cardiovascular disease is the number one killer of men and women in the United States. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice. People you know, care you trust.
MZA.
All right, here we go. Fourth quarter. Centralia outscores Clifton Clyde 17-13 to get back to within 8, 45-37. Fourth quarter underway. Eagles with the ball. There's a tough drive. Shot up no good and a rebound for Centralia brought in there by Presley Bowers. And now a chance to, and that's going to be over and back. And that's a turnover by Centralia. Hit off the foot of Trenton Talley, and then it went back over the midcourt stripe and can't touch it from there, and it's a big turnover. So the Eagles get it back, 45-37, but the officials are now chatting it up, and maybe they see something different with this play, and so they're going to change the call, and they're going to say it's actually Centralia ball. And now Justin Steinbrock, first-year head coach for Clifton Clyde, wanting some answers. And they say if that's a jump ball, then trying to get an explanation, shakes his head, says thank you, and we're back to it. So Centralia gets it back. 25 seconds into the fourth quarter, down 8, 45-37. Here's the sophomore, Paxton Bowers. Now Trenton Talley has it, and he's going to get called for an offensive foul. And he knew it. Spins off with the right arm a little bit. And Talley picks up his second. Team foul number 4. So Clifton Clyde getting it right back with a 45-37 lead. Here is Trent Long up top to Reed. Lefty guarded by Paxton Bowers. Now high right it goes to Trent Long. Slowly working towards the right corner. Now back on top on the wing. Easy pass nearly taken away, but Reed has it between the rings out high. Now we get a whistle and a foul, and they call an intentional foul. They call an intentional foul on Colton Weir. That's his fourth foul. Not sure what was very intentional. There, at least I didn't see a lot there. And they're going to put the freshman, Jack Skochny, at the free throw line to shoot. And the intentional foul free throws, he misses the first. Some would say ball don't lie in that scenario. And he goes 1 for 2. And Jack Skochny now has 4 in the game. Marshall tanking back in for the Panthers. A 9-point Clifton Clyde lead at 46-37. 7:02 left in the ball game. Eagles, after going 1 for 2 on the intentional foul free throws, will get it back underneath their own bucket. Bouncing one inside and a whistle and an offensive foul as they're going to get Jack Skochny with this offensive foul, his first. And a turnover by the Eagles, giving it back to the Panthers. The second team foul on Clifton Clyde, and a minute plus into this fourth quarter, 46-37. Eagles by 9, Centralia with it, trying to cut into this deficit. Here's Talley at the elbow, had it knocked away, gets underneath the bucket, kicks it to Marshall tanking for 3, and he knocks down a big triple. Marshall tanking, a good time to get his first bucket, makes it 46-40. 6:35 left in the game. Fans getting into it a little bit. Top of the key, it goes to Drayden Reed. He'll back it out between the rings out high, shaded a little bit more to his right, gets it off to Steinbrock. Now to Reed back in the corner. Baseline drive, had it knocked away from behind. Talley picks it up in the corner for a steal. Talley hands it off to Paxton Bowers, so a chance to get back to within four, maybe even three. Talley inside. Shot is up and good. Trenton Talley now has 10. And just like that, it's a four-point game, 46-42. Timeout, Clifton Clyde, and the fans on their feet. 5:57 left in the ball game. It is a full timeout. We'll follow suit. Four-point Clifton Clyde lead with under six to go. We're back in a moment here on 92.1 KMZA.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth Dieters and Fran Wrights, the right agents with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind and call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need at 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
KMZA.
Out of the timeout, Panthers right back in it, down four, 46-42, with under 6 minutes to go in the game. Eagles get it into the corner with Cook. A little floater inside, in and out, no good. Battle for the rebound. LeClaire has it, keeping it alive. Another opportunity here for the Eagles. Probably got away with an over and back, but no call. Now here's Reed on the right wing. Picks up the dribble, top of the key pass, it goes to T. Cook. Here's Cook working right, gets on the wing and gets it to the baseline. Now kicks it back out to LeClaire. Top of the key, it goes to Long. Long wants to drive, and a whistle, and a travel's going to be called. And Centralia will get it back down four at 46-42 with 5:18 left in the game. Here comes Paxton Bowers right down Broadway. Angles left, hands it off to Presley Bowers. Now he wants to dive, kicks it to Reese, tanking a deep three, short, and battle for the rebound, tips all the way out of bounds, but Centralia is going to keep it. Nobody was able to grab it for Clifton Clyde. The Panthers get another opportunity, down four with 5 minutes to go. 46-42, Eagles clinging to this lead. They've been leading all night. And it's had it as high as 17, and it's turned over on the inbounds pass. As Cook kicks it left side, and then Skocny is going to be called for a travel. So it goes right back to Centralia at 4:54 left in the game and a four-point lead. 46-42, Clifton Clyde, but the Panthers another opportunity to inch a little closer. Here is Presley Bowers in the right corner. Wants to curl, and then he gets called for a double dribble, and he knew it. And it bounced it off his hip and collected it with two hands, went back on the floor. You can't do that. So both teams now trading turnovers here as we're down to 4:40 left in the game. Clifton Clyde holding on to this lead at 46-42. There is Trent Long, top of the key. Goes to Skocny in the corner. They set it up for Cook at the top of the key, but a good closeout there by Talley. Man-to-man defense right now by Centralia. 4:20 left in the ballgame. Here's Cook up top. LeClaire. Now Reed has it. Right side pass into the corner with Cook. Down to 4:10. They want it inside to Reed. Shot is up and good, and the foul. Big time play by the sophomore. Drayden Reed, who now has 7, and an and-one opportunity. Paxton Bowers the foul. He tried to take the charge. They called the block. makes it 48-42. As Reed will try to cap off the big three-point play. Lefty fires and hits. He's 3 for 3 at the line. He's got 8. And the lead is 7 for Clifton Clyde. This one nearly taken away, and they got to get it up the floor quickly, and then a whistle, and I think we get a timeout by Centralia before a near turnover. So a good call timeout there by Cole Alderfer to avoid a turnover. It's a 30, so we'll keep it right here. We're down to 3:58 left in this ball game. The Clifton Clyde lead is 49-42. Stick around, of course, again after our broadcast here tonight. We'll have the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. Get you caught up on all the action here in Northeast Kansas, all the scores and a few recaps as well, as next week is, again, the final week of the regular season. Centralia girls won the opener with ease, 57-30. They dominated the second half, outscoring the Eagles 30-11. En route for that win, they had 3 in double figures, led by Owen Dieters with 16, and Lena Haverkamp had 14 as well. So out of the timeout, Panthers with it, down 7, halfway gone, halfway to go here in the fourth. Man-to-man defense right now for the Eagles. Marshall tanking, angles right. They get Talley on a backdoor. Good cut there by Presley Bowers inside. Layup, no good. Battle for the rebound, and LeClaire has it. And then he had it knocked away, and a steal by Reese tanking. His shot is up, no good, but able to get his own rebound off the miss. So Centralia has it with 3.5 minutes to go, down 7. Reese tanking nearly had it knocked away by Reed, but Paxton Bowers has it here on the left wing to Presley inside, turns at the elbow. Reese tanking left side on the wing. They go back inside. Presley Bowers, good kick. Talley, a right wing three. It's short. Reese tanking the rebound. He puts it up and in. 4 points, 5 rebounds now for Reese tanking. 49-44. The Eagles lead trimmed to 5 as we're coming up on 3 minutes left in the game. Into the corner with Skocny, inside LeClaire, too big of a body, and he makes the layup with the Seth LeClaire, who's been dominant here in the second half. 10 of his 16, lead back to 7, 51-44, 2:45 left in the game. Here is Presley Bowers, left side pass to Marshall tanking, left side on the wing, and a chest pass right side to Talley on the wing. Hands it off to Presley Bowers, a straight on three, short. And a rebound for the Eagles, collected there by Cook. A big miss, and now we're down under 2.5 minutes left. Eagles with the ball, leading 51-44. Cook gets inside, shot is blocked, no good, and a rebound for Trenton Talley. Talley gets it off to Marshall tanking, so a quick one-and-done possession there. Paxton Bowers a three, too strong off the heel. And a rebound for Trent Long, and now the Eagles can slow things up a little bit with a 7-point lead as we're down to 2 minutes left in the ballgame. Man-to-man defense here by Centralia. Reed gets it left side into the corner with Long. Skips it near side. Now Reed in the right corner. Wants LeClaire on the block. He's quickly doubled. Turns. Kicks it up top to Long. Down to 1:45 left in the game. Long drives. Got bodied. Ball's on the floor. Reed is diving for it with Reese tanking. And we get a jump ball in the possession. We'll send it back to Centralia. So the one positive there for Clifton Clyde, they wasted some good time. It's down to 1:38. They lead it 51-44, so the Panthers ideally would like to get a bucket here. Cleaning up a couple of wet spots on the floor. So here we go. Trenton Talley brings it up the floor. 1:35 and counting left in the game. 51-44, Clifton Clyde. Talley hands it off to tanking. Steps back, fires a three, left it short, and battling for it in the corner. LeClaire has it. And a quick one and done there for Clifton Clyde, and now they work it up the floor with 1:20 to go. As it's in the left corner with Skocny, and then he is bumped and fouled. And a one and one coming up here for the Eagles with 1:14 left in the game as Trenton Talley picks up his third, team seventh. Big free throws coming up here for the senior, T. Cook. As Colton Weir is going to check in for Reese tanking. So T. Cook, 6 points tonight. He's 1 for 3 at the line. And the free throw is good. Gives them 7. 52-44, Clifton Clyde by 8 with a minute 14 left in the game. Second free throw up and misses it. Hits the rim multiple times and comes off. Osterhaus the rebound. Weir into the corner and a blocking foul is going to be called. It's on the floor. Cook's going to pick up the foul. It's just the third team foul, so still a few fouls to give for Clifton Clyde. We're down to 108 left. 52-44, Eagles lead by 8. Panthers with the ball. They go over the top, and nobody's there, and it's a turnover. LeClaire all the way and lays it in for 2. Seth LeClaire taking over here in the second half. The lead is 10 now with a minute to go. And then the Panthers turn it over. Oh, boy. Tough sequence here for the Panthers as Ethan McNally's going to check back in for Trenton Talley. So Clifton Clyde with a 10-point lead and the ball with 57 seconds remaining in the ball game. We get a whistle and a timeout by the Eagles. I think it's a full, so we'll follow suit. 57 seconds to go. Clifton Clyde leading 54-44. Back in a moment here on Kansaland Radio.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision making? Quick responses on questions? Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals? Guidance with the latest technology? On-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule? If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Now, Clifton Clyde, they get it in and quickly fouled is Drayden Reed, the sophomore. So Reed will shoot a 1-1. They get the foul on Rafe Osterhaus's second. So a 10-point lead here for Clifton Clyde with 56 seconds to go and a chance to extend it as Reed can and does as he knocks in the first free throw. And he's had a quiet night, but a good one with 9. Makes it 55-44. Now he goes 2 for 2, and he's into double figures with 10. Makes it 56-44. So a tough sequence. It was just within 6. But the Eagles have scored the last 6. It's a 12-point game with under a minute to go. Now Panthers got to work quickly. They'll get it inside to Osterhaus. Backs it in. Inside, McNally shot no good, gets his own miss, puts it up no good, but he is fouled and will shoot 2 with 46 seconds to go. It is T. Cook picking up his second foul, team fourth, so McNally the line to shoot 2. And that one hits off the heel but falls through. He's got 4, makes it 56-45. 46 seconds remaining in the ballgame. Second is up and good as well, so 2 for 2 there. And then we get a whistle and a quick foul. We'll get McNally with this one, his second, so more free throws coming up here for Clifton Clyde, and I believe it's Trent Long that's going to shoot this 1-1, it's the final 1-1 here. As it is Trent Long, 5 points, 4 rebounds for him tonight. The sophomore is 1 for 3 at the line, and that one off the heel too strong. Osterhaus the rebound, so an opportunity here, but still a 10-point game, 56-46, and then the Panthers turn it over. As they try to get it up the floor quickly, Colton Weir, though, able to intercept a pass, and a steal by Weir. Down to 30 seconds, though. Weir wants to step back. A deep three. No good. Chased down into the corner by Steinbrock. And then he is fouled there. And that might do it as we're down to just 24 seconds to go. Clifton Clyde leading by 10. Two free throws coming up for the sophomore. The 60% free throw shooter is Coy Steinbrock. Marshall Tanking picks up his second. Again, the 10th team foul, so Steinbrock will shoot two. Boy, he was hot early. He had four threes in the first half for 12 points, but very quiet here in the second half as he misses the front end of the first. We'll have a second, and that one is good, so he goes one for two. He's got 13 in the game. Makes it 57-46. McNally will just quickly fire a deep three. That one's no good. LeClaire the rebound and another foul with 17 seconds to go. LeClaire will shoot two, and he's had a monster night. As the foul is against Osterhaus, his third. So 17 seconds left, 57-46. Clifton Clyde ready to lock in their 14th win of the year as LeClaire misses the first free throw. As Centralia will line change this one up here on senior night as the seniors are going to come out of the game. It'll be Reineke, Tally, Reese Tanking, Drew Gibbs, and Paxton Bowers, but Clifton Clyde's going to kind of devalue senior night a little bit, and now the Eagles are going to send in some youngsters as well for the final 17 seconds. As the loss for Centralia will drop them to 11-8. Will just be 3-6 over their last nine games as LeClaire misses both free throws. Miscommunication there. Rebound for Reineke. And here's a deep three by Reese Tanking. That's no good. A rebound for Clifton Clyde. And they're going to be able to run out the clock and get the W here tonight. So it's a split as the Clifton Clyde boys win over Centralia 57-46. So our post game is next. It's brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling is the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. A split here tonight, and we'll recap it when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
Community Healthcare System is proud to announce the addition of orthopedic services at our Onega Hospital. Dr. Heidi Smith will provide care for a wide variety of general orthopedic complaints and injuries in patients of all ages every other Wednesday starting August 11th. Dr. Smith has additional specialty training in sports medicine and arthroscopy, and her specialty is orthopedic surgery. At Community Healthcare System, we're proud to offer the services our communities need. Call us today to make your appointment with Dr. Smith or our other visiting specialists. Visit chcsks.org. to learn more.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
You've seen the bumper stickers. You know, like, I break for garage sales, I break for dolphins, or I break for aliens. If your State Farm agent had a bumper sticker, it would probably say, I break for auto insurance. Because your agent's always ready to stop and listen to you, so you get the coverage you need to help life go right. That's why people have trusted State Farm with their auto insurance for more than 90 years. So next time you have a break, let's talk.
In Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska, see Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas and Nebraska. Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, HeinenTrueValue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
So it's a split here at Centralia tonight on a senior night as the Panther girls roll in the opener 57-30, but the Clifton Clyde boys in the nightcap, number 9 and 1A D1 in the latest rankings this week. They move to 14-5 and 9-3 in TBL play. Centralia drops to 11-8 and 8-4. In league play, as Clifton Clyde jumped out to a 18-9 lead after one, got it to 12 at halftime, 32-20. A lot of trading baskets in the third quarter, and Clifton Clyde inched a little bit closer, got it to within 8 going into the fourth, and then at one point it was down to about 5 or 6 late in the ball game, but there was a sequence where it was a 6-point game. A couple of bad turnovers by the Panthers led to some easy buckets by the Eagles. At that point, it got back to 10. At that point, Centralia was kind of in desperation mode, had to foul a bunch, and free throws down the stretch, kept the Eagles out in front, and Clifton Clyde able to get that win once again, 57-46. Let's run through the numbers in this one. As for Clifton Clyde, a dominant night for the 6'4 junior post, Seth LeClaire, 18 points and 12 rebounds. Coy Steinbrock was in double figures as well. He had 13 with 4 threes in the first half. And the sophomore, Drayden Reed, also 10 points and 5 rebounds. He was perfect. He was 5 for 5 at the line. Also in the books, T. Cook had 7, and then Trent Long had 5. For the Panthers, couple in double figures. Trenton Talley and Presley Bowers each had 10, and then 5 points for Ethan McNally. I should mention Colton Weir as well. He had 8, and then 4 from Reese Tanking, 4 as well from Brock Reinecke. 3 from Marshall Tanking, and then 2 from Rafe Osterhaus. Both teams had 18 turnovers. Clifton Clyde, the slight edge in rebounding at 32-28. Eagles went 10-21 at the line, so they certainly struggled. But 10-21 at the line, Panthers just 4 out of 6, and they just shot 2 in the second half from the charity stripe. So a lot of those down the stretch for the Eagles. Again, as Centralia had to foul a bunch, they struggled at times, but really didn't matter as they got the win again, 57-46, as the Eagles improved to 14-5, 9-3 in TBL play. Panthers, they have now lost 6 of their last 9. They are now 11-8 and 8-4 in league play. So both of these teams have one more game to go. Clifton Clyde, they will close out the regular season Monday at Linden. Panthers will close it out Tuesday at Axtell. Let's announce our player of the game, brought to you by Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan. Providing modern banking services, visit bankwithfarmers.com for more information. I think it's pretty easy here. Seth LeClaire, he was a big body. The junior had 12 of his 18 in the second half, and he finished with a double-double, 18 points and a 12 rebound. So Seth LeClaire, he was dominant, particularly in the third quarter. But he has a big double-double tonight to lead the Eagles, 18 points and 12 rebounds. He is our player of the game, brought to you again by Farmers State Bank. So that's going to wrap up our broadcast here tonight. Once again, it is a split here on senior night at Centralia, as the Panther girls get a big win, 57-30 in the first game, as they stay unbeaten at 19-0. But it's the Eagles of Clifton Clyde in the nightcap, getting it done 57-46, as they are now 14-5, 9-3 in TVL play. Again, the Panther boys now 11-8 and 8-4. So stick around. The Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show is straight ahead on Kansas Land Radio. All the scores, plenty of recaps from the area here in Northeast Kansas as we finish you off here and get you to next week, which will be the final week of the regular season in high school basketball. I want to thank Kirk Kilman back in at studio. I'm Brandon Tam, and thank you so much for tuning in once again. Again, the finals one more time in the girls' game, Centralia big, 57-30, and it's the Clifton Clyde boys in the nightcap, 57-46. So again, for Kirk Kilman, I'm Brandon Tadman. Stick around. The Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show is coming up here in just a bit here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.